Once again, the overarching concern of the review is to emphasise the importance of fulfilling animal geography's promise of taking animals seriously as subjects and ecological agents, and finding ways of exploring questions of ethics, power, agency, and shared relationality from non-human as well as human perspectives. So in both reviews then, the core question is how to do research that focuses attention on what matters to animals. And the response is to challenge the lack of attention to methods and to offer a range of proposals, some which might be perceived as being external to the discipline, as a way of setting out future directions. And my paper today operates in the same kind of spirit, though by drawing out another possible proposal that is not explicitly discussed, but which appears to respond to these reviewers' concerns, namely the possibility of drawing on methods developed by their colleagues in participatory geographies. Such a move is already hinted at in Buller's review in particular, though it's also evident in Ogden's review of multi-species ethnography. So you find in both of these reviews that scattered through them are terms like participatory, co-creation, co-production, and co-productionist framework. So you find people using those terms when they're talking about multi-species ethnography or when they're talking about animal geographies. So within these reviews, the terms are used to point towards the more general idea that humans and non-humans are intertwined in shared worlds. However, if the aim is to suggest or reveal what matters to non-humans, then might it not be an interesting provocation to look more closely at the specific methodologies that these terms name, rather than treating them only metaphorically? So they do use these terms, co-production, participation, which sort of name very specific methodologies within sort of a participatory framework, but they're using them in a very kind of general sense. So I guess I'm asking what would happen if we took this seriously, this use of this word participation or co-production. So initially there would appear to be much to commend such a move, in particular the shared interest in developing methods that can reveal what matters to those traditionally excluded from dominant knowledge-making processes. So both participatory and animal geographies are both really interested in that question. And both are interested in fostering techniques that challenge hierarchies in the hope of creating wit in ways that are ethical, socially just, and epistemologically open. So open to different ways of knowing, open to this idea that the different partners in the research will know in different kinds of ways. A key difference in emphasis, however, is that while the above reviewers have focused on questioning disciplinary divides, participatory researchers bring a further interest in subverting the earlier divide between researcher and researched in order to move away from research on to move to research with. So answering questions about what matters to research partners is thus approached first of all by engaging with them to set research questions, to determine which methods to use, analysing data together, and co-creating outputs and dissemination strategies. In the process, broader questions of ethics, voice, knowledge, and power are explored both practically and theoretically. So far, so good. But what happens when you try and put this provocation to work? I think I might skip this bit, actually. I'm thinking about a way of how could you think about a philosopher going off and, you know, dressing up in a bee suit like we did before. So there's this idea of field philosophy that I'm picking up on that I think is quite interesting. And I think really it helps us understand what we were trying to do in this In Conversation project. And I think other people in the project will have different frameworks for understanding how this worked. But for myself, I see our attempts to put the provocation of more than human participatory research into action as akin to what philosophers might call a thought experiment, or perhaps more like what a designer would call a speculative fiction. That is, in designing our project, rather than pragmatically selecting some aspects over others, trying to determine beforehand what might work in this mixing of methods, we took both participation and the more than human as seriously as possible and explored what might happen when you took specific participatory methods and used them as a framework for research encounters with non-humans. Key to this was the speculative what if. What if you could do participatory design with dogs? What if you could do participatory action research with bees? That is, even while recognising the stretching and cracking that this might create with mainstream conceptions of what research is and what it can do, We wanted to see how this thought experiment might play itself out. But unlike an experiment in science or many kinds of social science, we were not so much focused on finding out how the world is, but how it might be. And this way, I want to suggest that what we were doing was philosophical, but unlike many philosophers who try to work through their imagined scenarios through discussion and through appeals to intuition and reason, we took this thought experiment to the field. So I guess the idea is that in doing this project, we weren't saying, yes, you can do participatory research with non-humans. We're sort of asking, what if you could, how would you go about it? What would it be like? So it was very speculative in that kind of way. So it wasn't trying to determine that, yes, definitely you can go out and do that. It's just if you try to do it, what kinds of insights might you get? And what kinds of problems might arise? And here you can see some of us all. This is Clara, who's going to be coming and talking in a few weeks. So this was some of us at the bee workshop, where we all get dressed up in our suits and went to visit the hives. So I've talked a bit about this being a speculative experiment. And so that's all very nice. But what did we actually do? So the project ran from February 2013 to January 2014. And it consisted of 5 workshops, where we first tried to put our proposal into some kind of practice. And then in our final workshop, we reflected on what it all might signify in relation to our different disciplines. So throughout the project, there was a core team of academic researchers who attended as many of the workshops as they could.